Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to discuss city issues.
The ambulance agreement, this will be quite beneficial to the city because it could mean less expense for transports, right?
Yeah, I think the idea here is we do have some calls for service that really don't relate to emergencies. And so in those instances, we do incur costs to the taxpayer where we would go and provide a service, but those are not billable to insurance, whether that's private insurance or Medicare, Medicaid, because these aren't considered emergencies. And so the city's ambulance becomes a de facto taxi, and we're not able to collect any revenue off of those. So action will actually allow us to either collect a little bit of revenue based on those trips, but we're actually more hopeful that it will help persuade some of our healthcare and senior housing and nursing home providers to change their behavior to look for other options than just using 911 and the ambulance service to make transports in those non-emergent situations.
Since you have this first agreement, you're hoping that it'll spur others to follow, and that would be a big savings for the city when they have to make these transports.
Yeah. So we started with Acura, and that's a group that operates in other areas of the state, including the metro area. And so they actually told us they were surprised we didn't have this agreement already because other cities do require this. And so we were actually able to use a very similar agreement to what they've used with some of the other metro cities. So this was not a surprise to them. This is something they actually expect. And so we do hope to be able to use that model and to take it to some of the other similar providers here in the community to have sort of a similar agreement. And we feel like it's going to be good for taxpayers again, because these transports do incur a cost to the taxpayer and are currently not being reimbursed in any way. It benefits the city in two ways, that we will generate a little bit of revenue when we do make these transports. And long term, we hope that this will help those groups get away from using the ambulance like a taxi service.
This would be welcome probably to private ambulance vendors, because it could lead to them being used every now and then.
Well, in a lot of these instances, even a simple taxi service, or we have HERTA here in the community as an option. I know for some of these nursing homes and these types of establishments, it might actually be in their best interest to have their own car to make these transports and taking these folks back and forth. I think it's just really important to note that these are not emergency type situations. So, of course, if somebody is in a true emergency, we definitely want them to call 911. These would be situations where it's not life-threatening, and so we have trouble actually getting paid back by the insurances because of the nature of the phone call. So, again, I just want to be clear. If somebody is in true medical need, they absolutely need to call 911. But in these other situations, a sedan or a HERTA bus will be plenty sufficient and get these people to where they need to be.
On another matter, you had a public hearing on changes to the zoning ordinances. This, of course, a crucial update to some of the rules that you have in place now, right?
Yeah, this is really kind of a simple procedural change, but I think one that helps. Currently, we have multiple designations within our residential zoning. They're enumerated as R1s through 5. The vast majority of the community is zoned as R1, 2, or 3, with R1 being single-family homes. R2 has the flexibility to also have duplexes, and then R3 predominantly for multifamily. The way the code reads currently, if a single-family home is being built in R1 or R2, then that's able to be approved at a staff level. But if it's a single-family home being built in R3, then it actually has to pass through our Planning and Zoning Commission and the Council for approval. We feel like that's an unnecessary step for a developer. So again, this would be a very standard, and we'll go still through all of our own reviews as far as setbacks and appropriate zoning and all the other aspects of code that we would normally go through. But the change would allow for staff to approve single-family dwellings and their permits in an R3 zone, just like R1 and R2.
And that'll speed up the process as well as make it more uniform.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It will help from our staff standpoint, that we'll be able to approve things more quickly without having to pass through the council. And it's good for the council and planning and zoning commission as well. It doesn't clog their agenda with this unnecessary process. And I think the developers appreciate it. As they say, time is money. And in the development game, losing a couple of weeks or even a month going through these sorts of proceedings can cost them real time and money.
Thanks to Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.